All right. So how'd you get started in professional wrestling?
So my story, I guess, is a little different than most people's stories when it comes to how I got started. I guess most people have loved the sport and watched it their whole life and always had that moment when they were younger that kind of clicked that they wanted to do this. And that was never me. I definitely have always been interested and very intrigued by professional wrestling. I remember being a little girl and flipping through the channels on my little TV that was in my room. That was like, you know, 13-inch screen. It was really small. And, you know, seeing wrestling on and stopping to watch it and being in awe of what was going on. I remember seeing like China and wondering like, is she even real? How is she doing all of this stuff? But it was never a consistent thing in my life. And I never really knew that I wanted it or in this case needed it in my life. And then, long story short, a few years ago went through some hard times. I moved out of the country, and when I had to move home due to some scenarios in my life coming to an end, I was really depressed and full of anxiety, and I'm really open about mental health, so that's why I talk about stuff like this, because I hope that, you know, people can relate to it.
Sure.
So I wasn't okay, and I spent a few years very isolated. I was probably about 2 years very isolated and consistently working all the time, very always going to work, never hanging out with friends. And something that I would do would be watch wrestling. That's hang out with my dog. Thanks to you. He's a French bulldog. He's nice. Great. and that was it. That was my everyday. And one day I woke up, I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore to myself. Like, I need to find something to invest my time in, something that I'm passionate about or that I want to be passionate about. And I need to learn to, you know, something that's always been missing in my life, is confidence and self-love. So I have a few friends that did indie wrestling, so they would invite me out, like, hey, you know, you should get out, you should come watch this show. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds great. And then one night I was at a show and I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with my time. This is what I want to invest in and, you know, get myself out of the house. And I asked for advice, like, asked for, like, you know, what should I do? How do I get in this? And I live in Atlanta, so Robert Gibson actually owns a school out here.
Nice.
So I was given his number. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was given his number. And I called him up, and I set it up to come out to his school. And I remember walking in. I was like, almost didn't go in. I was so nervous. I was like, what am I doing? I'm so insane for even thinking about doing this.
Wow.
And then I, you know, took a deep breath, walked into the school. He was in the ring with some of the guys, and he, you know, he's like, hey, girl. And like, went to go shake my hand and had me in the ring and, like, didn't even, like, give me time to, like, prepare myself. He's like, all right, take it back, mom. Hit the ropes. Do this. And he was, like, showing me the proper way to do everything. And I took my first bat bump, and I hit the ropes for the first time, and I've never looked back. And that's, here I am.
Wow. That's a great story. Yeah. I mean, I've heard plenty of, like, stories. But let me ask you, what were you doing, like, as a job before wrestling?
Hair and makeup. I worked for MAC Cosmetics in a salon called Tony and Guy. I was a color specialist.
I should have thought that, because, like, in the promo that I watched of you, like, your makeup's, like, impeccable. Like, my wife, I was watching it, my wife was like, she has really good makeup. And I'm like, yeah, she does. So.
Okay. Are you talking about my Born Again promo video?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have to give a shout out to my best friend, because she's also a makeup artist. And I was very nervous that day. So I was like, I need you. I need you here for me. And, you know, she was like, of course. And that video took like 14 hours to film, like,
wow,
all day. So she was there. So she actually, I do my hair and makeup, but she was my makeup artist that day. But I keep good company. Like, I keep good taste when it comes to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I trusted her. So my best friend, Eden, she was actually the one that, like, had me on point that day, because I was too – I had my head was elsewhere. You know, I was focusing on all the aspects of that video, not just the makeup and hair. You know, it's focusing on so much. So she had me on point. So that was all.
So that video was actually one of the reasons why I wanted to speak to you, because it just felt like you got it. Like, there's not a lot of indie performers that get how important promo and like sense of character are. They think like it's just the ring work, and then, you know, that this was before I had even seen you work, and then I saw you work and I'm like, ooh, I'm like, she can work too. She gets the whole thing. So under Robert Gibson's tutelage, like, what are some of like those important lessons that you've learned to get you to this point already?
You know, Robert is very old school, and he has a formula, and I know that formulas are changing, but I will say that I wouldn't be, I think, as business minded and just like, and character and just everything. And even when it comes to like me working, and there's always room for improvement. I'm always going to be learning and growing, and what I am now, I hope I'm a million times better and different and more evolved, you know, a year from now. Mm-hmm. But he just pushes you really hard. Like, he is like my dad. Like, he genuinely, like, he has a daughter my age, so I know he's very, like, he's tough on me, like he would be on her, and just in a different way, you know, not in a life way, but in like this industry way. And he's the reason why I think I have progressed the way I have. I trained with him for probably almost a full year before I even had my first match. And the entire time it was almost an emotional roller coaster. Like, sometimes I'm like, maybe I shouldn't tell people this. And then sometimes I'm like, you know, no, it's all part of the process. And I want people that are just starting to know that it's a part of it. But I would see times where like, he would be so hard on me, and I would go home and I would cry. But it's all a part of what's pushed me to be able to grasp what I have. And on top of that, I'm a very all in or nothing type of person. I focus when I want to do something. I focus everything into it. So when I started this journey, I kind of knew. Like, I did so much research and I started watching so many like old school matches. And even like, I find even currently, like, if I will watch my peers, I will watch people that I hope that I can wrestle one day, and grasp like what they're doing and if it's working or not. And that's all kind of built, you know, like, I think when people kind of rest on what they're doing right now, I think that's when you stop growing, or that's when you don't fully grasp like the importance of growth and everything that's going to like put you to the top. And that's always been super important to me. So when I started like wrestling, I was like, you know, I'm going to have the right promo shots. I'm going to have good gear. And it's taken me a full year. Almost a full year. I debuted in February last year, 2017. So I'm just under a full year of working. And, you know, it's taken me this long to really kind of grasp a character. And one day I was just kind of sitting around, and I just want to take it to the next level. And I was, how can I take this to the next level? How can I grow? I've already kind of accomplished a lot in my first year. I've done things that not a lot of people do in their first year, and that's because I've been very like persistent. But I was like, how can I make my second year even better? And what can I do to get to the top? And that's when I kind of came up with this born again character. Mm-hmm. So, and that started in the summertime, and I started writing this backstory because I kind of like, how can I be a character when I don't even know where the character came from? So I had to create this entire story for her.
I love it.
Thank you. So like, I actually like the narrative and everything in that story I wrote. And then I had one of my really good friends, his girlfriend, she's actually an author. So she went behind me and helped me fill in words and spots and like things that I wasn't sure like how to put into words. So she definitely helped me with that. But, you know, I was like also very inspired by like Undertaker. So I kind of want to, in a way, be like a taker in a way. Like that's a huge inspiration for me. Mm-hmm. So that just was such an important thing. Like, I feel like this day, like, I'm not, like you kind of said, like, the whole character thing, I think, is starting to get lost, and it really is so important, because you have to be an attraction. Like, people want, you have, besides being able to work and actually, like, drawing the crowd in and wanting them to see what's going to happen next in a match, like, I just feel like that it's all important. Like, you can just show up and be yourself, and that works for some people, but it's not going to work for everybody, and I started to realize, like, that's not going to work for me. So I felt kind of, I'll be honest, I kind of felt lost in the ring a little bit because I didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why figuring out who I was and having someone to ground me and someone that I can, like, my actions can mirror and stuff. That's why I came up with this priestess idea. So that way when I'm in the ring, I know, even outside of the ring, like, I know who I am. And I think that's helped me so much. I just released this January 1st, and even mm-hmm. just since then, like, everything, like, it had felt more clear, and I have felt like I've had more confidence. So it's, there's no going back, and I'm happy it happened. Like, I'm happy I found this.
That's great.
Path, yeah.
So considering that, what advice would you give to, you know, that girl that walks into Robert Gibson's gym tomorrow for the first time? What would you say to her?
Listen to him. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, be respectful and listen, because he knows what he's doing. And and find your way. Like, you know, there's definitely, I've been a little, like, rebellious with him, but in the areas that I've needed to be. But for the most part, it's, and he always gets on to me too. He's like, hey, and I'm like, we always have a talk. And then I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
but he, you know, just listen and find your own path, like, follow your heart in the end. You know, don't ever let anyone fully dictate exactly how you do something. But, like, listen to the advice of the people that came before you, because they're doing it, and that's what they're known for, and they're making a living. Like, be respectful of that, because they obviously know what they're doing. And listen and learn, and it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be a little lost, but you'll find yourself. Like, if I even told you just in this first year, when I'm like, how many times I've been like, oh my God, what am I doing, or how am I going to get through this? Like, it would seem like I was going to, like, quit, but that's the main thing, is don't quit and keep pushing yourself and just listen to what everybody has to say. You know, don't always take it to heart, but, like, that feedback is what's going to help you grow.
Okay. So what are your end goals in pro wrestling? Like, that bucket list, what are the things that you really want to accomplish?
I have, my bucket list is so big in general in life. And I think that's because I want so many different paths with my life. I want experience. I want to travel. I want to have a goal and achieve it. So I just have so many things that would make me happy. Obviously, anybody that gets into wrestling, you know, WWE would be amazing. You know, even just to have a small run with them, to have that larger stage. But I also just want to make this my, like, every day. That's my biggest, I would say, over anything, just waking up and doing this every day for a living, and traveling all over the world is what my end goal is, and making it to those bigger stages and making it to a larger audience and being able to influence people in a positive way with it, and knowing that I'm doing that. And even I really hope to help one day find out that I influenced someone to do this. That would be gratifying. Like, and I don't want it to just be like females. I want, even if a guy came up to me and was like, hey, I watched you grow, and I watched this, like, character and this person you've become, and I want to do this now, because we, like, that would be awesome. And, you know, I think that we could all find inspiration from each other. So, you know, obviously making it to these bigger stages, making it to, I want to go all over the world. I'd love to go to Japan one day. I would love to eventually be on, like, an all-female roster. Like, I'd love to make it to Shimmer, you know, something like that. Those, just all those, like, little stepping stones I want to achieve. I don't want to, like, cheat myself. I want to kind of, like, hit all those bullet points before anything major happens, for sure.
So
I think I don't want to cheat myself from experience. I want a little bit.
Okay.
So necessary steps.
Oh, that's okay. So with that being said, give me Give me two or three people you love to work in the ring with and why.
Oh, gosh. So are we talking like indie or what are we talking?
It could be all, it could be all time. Living, dead, any indie, professional. Like three people you'd love to work with and why.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a hard question.
Sorry.
So I think in, if I had to go with someone indie right now, I would say Sue Young. She is actually like a huge inspiration for me. Like that's what I, when I said earlier, like your peers or someone that's very feasible for you to wrestle one day, I think it's so important to like to find inspiration from them. Like it doesn't have to be, you know, someone, you know, that's in WWE or someone from WCW. Like it could be someone that, like I actually have met her many times and I've had so many conversations with her and she still inspires me, and her character that she, like who she is now, really like kind of pushed me a little bit to have this born again.
Oh yeah.
A little bit. Cause I was like, you know, that was a huge inspiration for me. Like seeing like how dedicated and committed she is, to everything she does, even just like her entrance to how she is, just everything. So that's because she's inspired me so much and her work is amazing. She's someone that I would love to wrestle, one day just to have that experience. And I think it's kind of like unique and cool when someone has, when you get two people in the ring that both have like really extreme characters.
Oh, absolutely.
I think a really cool story can be told.
Absolutely. You guys would be so, like Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. It would be great.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say I've had to pick someone indie for right now. I mean, there's so many girls like that. I feel like I'm cheating myself, like even just saying one person, but I'm going to kind of go with like, that was my, if I had to pick someone like current in the industry right now, like at this moment in time, if I had to pick off the top of my head, it would be her. And I just spent this past weekend and I saw her at IWA and Rockstar, and I just saw her two nights in a row, and she's just like, both times I was just like, oh my gosh, she's just so, her brain is amazing. Like when it comes to this,
I love it.
And, and then if I had to pick someone, say current in WWE, Charlotte Flair. She's just, I'm just in awe. Anytime I watch her, I'm in awe of her. Just how much she's grown, even in the past few years. I watch a lot about her in general as a person. Seeing like, I remember listening to an interview of how like when she first started, she wasn't even that confident in what she was doing. Her gear, she was like, why am I even doing this? Like she had moments like all of us, and I think it was really cool that she was open about it, because like, yeah, I might be Ric Flair's daughter, but it doesn't mean that I was like meant to do this and I wasn't sure. But you know, and she also had her, with her brother passing, I thought this was really an inspiration, because she said that even wrestling wasn't, even though it was a constant in her life obviously because of her father, she never wanted, you know, it wasn't like she knew when she was younger that she wanted to do it. It was only until after her brother passed away that she kind of took the reins and like started in the business, and that happened a lot later in life for her, and I relate to her with that.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't know that I wanted to do this when I was younger, and it was only until like events that, you know, in my adult life that really pushed me to it. So I think just being able to relate to her when it comes to that, and just also just her ring work and how just, I mean, she's, her promo skills, everything. So being able, she's someone that if I got in a ring with and I had a match, like I would leave that ring, you know, like if I die, I die. But
I love it. It's great. Like,
but she's like, I would leave with so much knowledge. So like, I'm kind of thinking more of like in a growth way for me, like when I'm saying
sure. People.
And then if I had to say like old, you know, someone that maybe is not active anymore, but old school, I would say Lita, just because she was such a pioneer. When I first started researching people to watch, she was one of the first people that obviously popped up when I was like, you know, women's wrestling, who do I need to watch? And I watch, and I don't just watch women's wrestling, I watch everything. Mm-hmm. But she was just definitely, she's such a badass.
Yep.
And she's such a daredevil, and she like does that, she's just, you know, and I read a lot about her training, about how she was the only girl, and everybody treated her like she was the only girl. Mm-hmm. So when they would wrestle her in training, they would be like lighter and not, you know, strike her as hard. Or, and she's like, come on, like, hello, like, I'm trying to, you know, do this.
Yeah.
And I relate to her on that because I'm also Robert Gibson's, like, only female trainee. Like, you know, he's obviously trained females. He's trainee of Beth Phoenix, who I, like, love. I love Beth Phoenix, and I really look up to her. And he's training, you know, Alicia Fox. He's had a part to play in a lot of females' careers. Like, he's helped train them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to his school in Atlanta, I'm the only female that's come through the doors and stayed.
Yeah.
And has stuck around. So I completely relate with her when it comes to, like, that training part. Like, I'm the only girl, and I had to, like, really, honestly, I had to start kicking the guys' asses, literally, in the ring when we're training to get them to, like, to treat me the same way. Like, when we would, even to this day, like, when newer guys come through that are maybe just dropping in, and they're like, he's like, you know, Robert will put me in the ring with them, and they're like, all right, lock up, and I'll go to lock up, and they'll just be like, huh, like, very, like, dainty with me, and I'm just like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, I feel, like, what? So I'm like, hold on, Robert, let's do this again, and I'll, like, circle up, and I'm like, we'll go in, and they just, like, or I'll, we'll do a tackle, and I will, like, tackle them, and then they're like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm like, yep, come on, treat me like, come on, I got this, I'm tough. So, just besides the fact that, like, I can kind of relate to her on that part of her, and I do a lot of research on people and, like, watch their backgrounds, because I feel like, because I'm so, you know, not your typical everyday story about it, about wrestling, I just, like, I love hearing where people came from and why they started doing it. So that's why I know there's, like, little bits and pieces about Charlotte Flair, or I know that about Lita, you know, and even when it comes to CEO's, like, development and her character, I try to talk to people. And because I feel like when it comes to wrestling, it's so much more than just what you're doing in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's why you're doing it.
And people that...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, what were you about to say?
No, I just said it's like why you, it's not only what you're doing, it's why you're doing it, and, you know, what happened in your life to make you do it that way and stuff like that. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, like, with this born-again character. You know, it's a little dark, and I kind of leave it kind of in the middle, in the air. You know, I want people to kind of draw from it, like, what they want to. Like, is she evil? Is she good? And what's it? But when it comes to the actual narrative, like, it was such, like, a background, like, feeling for me, like having everything I ever wanted, and then it, like, abruptly being taken away from, like, this is all real life stuff, like, and me trying to figure out, like what can I do, like, what's my redemption, like, what can I do to feel better about everything that's happened. And that's almost kind of like my story with wrestling. Like, I had something, it was ripped away from me, what do I need to do? And, like, in Born Again, my character, she went to, you know, a place of worship, and she repented, and she found this new, like, role in life. And for me, like, I went to a wrestling rink, and I found a new role in life. So that's why creating this character is, like, I genuinely, like, can relate to her. And it's so important, like, with your character work. And, you know, and it's not perfect. I'm still perfecting it. Like I said, it's brand new. It's a baby still. But I'm excited to see, like, a year from now, like, my growth with it. And it all matters. All of it does. So so I would say that's my top three. Long. I'm sorry. That was a really long-winded way.
No, it's all right. No, it's okay. All right. So last question. Considering the fact, I mean, we've just had, like, a really good 25-minute conversation about, like, who you are, where you come from, why you love to, like why you love this. But for people that are going to, in the New York City, you know, Northeast area, that are going to see you for the first time on March 3rd, what should they expect?
Yeah.
Who is Harlow O'Hara?
They should expect, I hope I can wow. Like, that's with this, you know, born-again character. I just want to come in and I want them to see someone that can entertain, that can work. You know, Harlow is, now she is the priestess. She is born again. She is a little dark, but with, like, a light around her, and that's what I'm really working on. So I hope that they can just watch me for the first time. And this is like my first time even going into the region. So I just want to say thank you to Battle Club Pro for giving me this opportunity. So to get let another part of the world or the country to see me live and to be able to hopefully gain new fans. But, you know, I am a powerhouse. I love striking. I am very, I have a lot of energy, but I hope that this, like with my new character, like my energy is going to be channeled a little differently than like how I was before. So just expect for me to do, you know, put on the best show I possibly can and be entertained and to enjoy not just wrestling, but like a story that I'm going to try to tell. So about myself and my character, and then obviously what's going on in the ring.